Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Michigan legislature is considering retroactively extending the statute of limitations for the sexual assault of minors. It's part of a package of bills designed to make it easier for sexual assault victims to bring complaints forward. This comes as a response to the Larry Nassar case. He's the former doctor who sexually assaulted young athletes at Michigan State University and other places. Coming up later this hour, we'll hear from a former MSU gymnast who was one of the first to report abuse by Nassar back in 1997. But first, joining me to talk about this legislation, Buzz Thomas is a principal at Thomas Group Consulting and a former Democratic leader in both the House and the Senate. And Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow for Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. He joins us via Skype. I want to play a news report from Rick Pluta because the Michigan State University interim president, John Engler, says those bills making it easier for sexual assault victims to file lawsuits would drive up tuition costs. He also says the debate on those bills is making it harder for MSU to settle with victims of Nassar. Here's Rick.
Engler, a former Michigan governor, told a Senate Budget Subcommittee the legislature's getting in the way of settling hundreds of lawsuits filed by Nassar victims. He said survivors' lawyers are now waiting out MSU to see if they can get a better deal once the bills are adopted into law.
They give a false hope that there's no sort of equality at the bargaining table.
Engler said the bills were drafted to benefit trial lawyers. The committee chair called Engler's comments insulting to Nassar's victims. The bills are now before the State House. I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.
Buzz, what do you think of John Engler's concerns?
Well, during my 14 years in the legislature, I never knew conservative Republicans to be working hand-in-hand with trial lawyers. I think it was somewhat of a shocking statement. I was struck when the university hired Governor Engler. My interpretation of the situation was they were looking to handle their politics. And so they were expecting the legislature to act, and I think they were hoping that a respected former governor and leader within the Republican Party would be able to control that. They've seen now that Attorney General Schuette has a special counsel, a special investigator looking at this, and the legislature, led by Republicans, joining with Democrats, have begun passing very aggressive legislation that they believe supports the victims. So I don't think statements like that of Governor Engler are going to have any impact on the legislature. I think, frankly, it will make them more aggressive, frankly, in their desire to stand up for the victims of Larry Nassar.
Ken, what do you think of this proposal to retroactively extend the statute of limitations for sexual assault victims?
Well, I think there are three kind of big issues here. One is the situation itself, you know, where Dr. Nassar abused hundreds of young girls over a two-decade period of time. Then you have, what's the substance of the legislative or legal remedy? You know, do we need changes in state law, including this issue of retroactivity? But these are very serious issues: government immunity, civil statute of limitations for sexual assault, retroactivity, requiring even volunteers to report, and penalties if they don't. These are very, very serious issues that have ramifications over many, many years. And then that gets to the third issue in the what's the legislative process to deal with this substance, the remedy? And I think it's good that the House is going to take a little bit more time to look at this. In the Senate, these bills were introduced on a Tuesday, reported out of the committee 48 hours later. That's just, frankly, in my opinion, too quick, given the situation, given the importance of these issues long term. It's important to take a measured, thoughtful approach. I don't want to get into this episode of former Governor Engler and in the Senate and what was said and what wasn't said. That's sort of irrelevant right now. It's the substance of the remedy, doing the right thing in the right way in terms of the legislature, in my opinion.
Well, as Ken mentioned, another aspect is restricting the immunity that government entities such as Michigan State University have from civil lawsuits, at least in the case of sexual assault. Buzz, what do you think of that proposal?
I agree with Ken that it is a very substantive policy change that's being proposed. I don't think it's inappropriate for the legislature to make such a policy change, but I think they do owe the process an opportunity to have a very vigorous, diligent, and informed debate. And so I certainly hope that the House is very deliberative in its process, and the final legislation that I'm sure will pass is appropriate and measured in its final form.
Ken, I was thinking ultimately opening up the universities and other government entities to civil lawsuits and sexual assault cases means tuition payers and taxpayers ultimately have to foot the bill, but would that lead to more accountability if a taxpayer said, hey, what's going on here?
Well, two things. One is, if, and it's a big if the current state of the law gives full immunity to public institutions like MSU or other universities for sexual assault claims, then it's wrong. Then it's got to be changed. Then you get into what's the right change. But the fact of the matter is, if there's financial liability, there's only about four sources for that: tuition, state aid, endowments, or insurance policies. Endowments aren't going to foot the bill because they're restricted. Insurance companies might or might not pay for this. So the reality is financial liability is going to be borne by taxpayers and or tuition if it's a public university like MSU in this case.
But this legislation also imposes fines or jail time for university employees or coaches who do not notify authorities of suspected child abuse or neglect. Buzz, what do you think of a $5,000 fine or 2 years in jail for failure to report?
You know, that's not unlike other laws that we have that do require people that are aware of crimes to report them. I think that that's probably the least controversial portion of this bill package, and I think it's appropriate.
Ken, should there be tougher costs for failure to report suspected child abuse?
Well, probably, but let's, once again, let's do the right thing in the right way. I mean, everybody's going to start reporting everything just to cover themselves. And yes, do we need to make a change? As Buzz said, it's probably the least controversial part of this package. But once again, let's make sure we know what we're doing.
You don't expect the House to quickly deal with this legislation like the Senate did?
The House has launched an investigation of what happened in MSU. And normally you would say, okay, complete the investigation, complete your research in a thorough way. Then, based on what you find, if you believe we need to change the law, you introduce legislation, then you hold hearings to examine the pluses and minuses and ramifications of that legislation. So the House needs to complete its investigation before it moves on legislation. Otherwise, why have the investigation?
I would suspect that the House has, I believe, said that they're not going to take this up until after the Easter recess. And because they have their own ideas on how to remedy situations like this from ever happening again, I suspect that they'll have some of their own bills that they'll want to introduce. And a final legislative solution coming forward would, I think, contain some Senate bills and some House bills.
Buzz Thomas is a former leading Democratic legislator, and Ken Sikkema, a former leading Republican legislator. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.